May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. I have very fond memories growing up and going to visit my great-grandmother who lived in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. It was quite a journey from the eastern part of North Carolina to Hattiesburg. And back in the day, we didn't have interstate, we didn't fly down there. We packed the car and we drove. And we drove three boys in the back seat. I won't tell you the conversations, but there wasn't much to keep us busy other than looking out the window. But it's really interesting to me how much enjoyment we had on that long journey. How many things we saw out of the window. The giant peach, the giant peanut, the tobacco barn standing there barely with kudzu holding the whole thing up. Interesting too how in the life of interstate, in the life of flights here and there, how you miss those things. You can drive from here to California on the interstate, and except for the signs, it all looks the same. Today, we enter the season of Advent. I want to urge all of us to make this a journey. Not so intent on simply getting to the destination, but taking advantage of and enjoying every step, every mile, every big peach and peanut, because there is so much out there. Our scripture will grow during the season. And as we immerse ourselves in the words of Scripture, so we will grow. And so we will see things and hear things and experience things that if we're so intent on the destination, we'll miss. Today, our Scripture starts talking about the end of times, when Jesus comes again. It's good to remember. We need to hold that in front of us. But if we only focus in these next 4 weeks on a baby in a manger, we miss all of that. Think about how many times you have found something of meaning and importance when you least expected it. When you're driving down the road and turn a corner and you see something you've never seen before, even though it's the same road and it's the same view, but you somehow are different and see it in a different way. Most of us here have lived through more Advents than you can shake a stick at. But there is something new, because we are new people each and every day. So to keep it simple, jump in the car, pack a lunch, don't bury your nose in a phone. Keep your eyes open at the wonders that are before us as we approach the Christmas celebration. Keep your eyes, your hearts, your minds open to God's growing presence in our midst. Amen. Let us stand and affirm.